I'm Lisa Mullins, and this is The World. Most of the shopkeepers in the main bazaar of Iran's capital, Tehran, are open for business again. They shut down on Sunday. The merchants were protesting a sales tax that Mahmoud Ahmadinejad imposed last month. The Iranian president apparently felt their pain, or at least their pressure. He suspended the tax for 2 months, but he's probably not heard the last of those shop owners. Stephen Kinzer is the author of the book All the Shah's Men. He says the bazaar in Tehran is quite a scene.
It sprawls and sprawls for acre after acre. There are all sorts of warrens, and everybody's drinking tea outside. Everybody knows each other, and wares are piled high, and people are talking and talking. Commerce almost seems to be secondary. It's really a dazzling kaleidoscope visually and in terms of smells and sounds. The bazaaris, as they're called there, that is the bazaar merchants, have traditionally been a very important force in Iranian politics. They played a role in disturbances all the way back to the beginning of the 20th century in the Constitutional Revolution, all the way through the period of the 1979 Islamic Revolution. In a society where there aren't so many organized groups or organized political and social forces, these bazaaris take on a very important role because they act together. And when they do so, they're very potent forces.
Well, how did they get to act together in the first place? I mean, is there the equivalent of, say, an AFL-CIO that is organizing these bazaaris or these vendors at the bazaar?
No, they are both less and more organized than you suggest. They are less organized because there is no organization among them. There's no chairman who would be able to discipline everyone else. Nonetheless, they're super organized in an informal way. Their networks are very deep. And this, again, is very typical of countries where you don't have strong state or government institutions. These people create their own institutions. And in some cases, these institutions are even more cohesive than anything that could be imposed from above. So when word passes and when there's a collective sense that the government has gone too far, then they can act with a unity that's even greater than you would sometimes find in people who are members of a formal organization.
Although, I mean, it sounds like they've had this power long term, but you said when there's a sense that the government has gone too far, what about the government having a sense that the vendors themselves in these bazaars have gone too far? Or does the government fear their power?
Any Iranian leader who doesn't fear the power of the bazaaris is placing himself in great danger, because that society is still quite volatile. Many people in Iran not only don't like Ahmadinejad and their supreme leader, they oppose the entire system under which they're governed. That creates a very volatile situation from below, and the leaders always have to be careful not to be throwing extra sparks around a room where there's that many open cans of gasoline just lying there waiting for ignition.
Stephen, why does Iran even need a sales tax in the first place with all its oil revenue?
Iran's oil industry is in a parlous condition, and this is another reason why Iran's long-term strategic interest can tie into that of the United States. This industry needs tens of billions of dollars in modernization. And there is no place in the world where you find the quality of massive infrastructure companies and big oil companies as in the United States who can do a job like that. This is a great way not only to merge the interests of Iran with those of the United States, but even with those of Bechtel and Halliburton. Iran is a huge pot of money waiting for those giant American companies, and Iran would benefit tremendously. But now the Iranian oil industry has had no investment since 1979. They even have to import all their gasoline. They export the raw crude, and they import the gasoline back. That's how backward they are. They're crying out for the American expertise that politics doesn't allow us now to provide.
Stephen Kinzer spoke with us from Northwestern University, where he teaches journalism and political science. He is the author of several books, including All the Shah's Men.